This is Earth Radio. This is Earth Radio. This is Earth Radio. This is Earth Radio.
You're listening to Earth Sounds on terrestrial radio. This is Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Earth Radio. Now here's human music.
Human music. I like it.
I stand with Wet'suwet'en. I stand with Tayendanegea. I stand with our ancestors. I stand with our sacred land. This podcast is about the protest started by the Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs over a natural gas pipeline which would cut through 190 kilometers of their territory. I think it's fair to say that the whole world is watching us in Canada as this story unfolds.
The Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs say some progress is being made about the RCMP presence on their territory in northern BC. Protests, though, and blockades keep happening elsewhere. Today, one reached a potentially dangerous new level.
We need our rights as Indigenous people.
And while the Canadian government is asking for a peaceful end to blockades, which have paralyzed transport...
The pipeline crosses the territory of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation in the northwestern part of the province of British Columbia.
This is not a story that has taken place over a few months. It's a story that has taken place over 500 years.
My dad's land was taken. And that's how I see it.
Over the course of the entire 20th century, we know that black farmers have lost about 12 million acres of land total.
We are just being forced out. They're trying to force us out.
These cases of dispossession can only be called theft.
Make breeze and toss. And full force, a team will go at your main source. My non-Taurus hit bosses and take hostage. Your whole setup from the ground up. We lock blood, flood your eye, your optics. Switch the kill instinct. Pops, you know it was the topic. 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot shit. Illuminate my team with glow light. Radiation with no time for patience or complication. Let's get it done right. My click airtight. Trapped in the never ending fight. Stripes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street. Over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said 22 slugged your head. Travel all the way down to your leg.
And yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project's front line. And the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you. It's right in front of your eye.
We rep the QBC. Rep yours, it's all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slug. Then crack down, the wannabe thugs. Adapt to get down, then bow down. Slow the f*** up, see how I'm found now. Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting. Never hesitate, it's the rap game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this. Forever infinite, then reminisce. 20 years later, how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me. Better body me, cause it's a small world. And talking like bitches. Singing like snitches, pointing you out in pitches. Cause she repped the QBC faithfully. Player hating me, all that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrator getting cheddar. The shorty set you up, you better deader. I told you, shape and mold you, sun you. Then I hold you like a pimp, my control you. Double edged, blow you, handle BI like I'm supposed to. The click is coastal, international, you local. Bacardi mix, physically fixed. Hit you with then I leave it loose, it's stiff, properly fixed. Son, I solved them, pulled them in my world, and involved them in chaos. Walk the beat like around the wake cop, the average pissed off. QB City, Dolph, all the part three, Gotti, Gambino, and Ty Nitty. Scarface, rest in peace.
Mount Baia is an historic all-black town. Formed many years in the 1800s by two former slaves. We don't have the overt racism that we used to have against people out in the public. Now we deal with it with employment, economics, banks. We still deal with it, and until we overcome all of that, the Delta will forever struggle, is my belief.
Hell on earth, who's next are gonna be first? The project is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, and hey, yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
About how we are on First Nations lands and how we've been treated and given and inconvenienced over the certain amount of years by being relocated and put on First Nations reserves all across Canada. And we are moved from our original homelands to reservations. Or we are governed by the Canadian government, especially specifically the Indian Affairs Department, governed through the Indian Act. And created in the way that First Nations people are treated, specifically by the governments. And I think we were talking about the Wet'suwin pipeline that the people, the First Nations people, are protesting.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Now I'm going to help them get this, get a pilot pipe loaded, so they can show us how to put the pilot pipe.
I've been doing this all of my life. As a kid, we went to the field until it was dark, either cotton chopping or cotton picking.
The Mississippi Delta is this area between these rivers in the northwest of Mississippi that has some of the most fertile land in the United States, in the continent, really. If you go out there, you'll see rows and rows of cotton, of soybeans, every single type of crop you can imagine. But in the early 20th century, almost all the land was owned by white folks. It was homesteaded out by the federal government, or was otherwise inaccessible to black folks.
My grandpapa, Ed Scott Sr., started purchasing land back in 1938. They came from Hale County, Alabama, and they moved to Mississippi in 1919 before my dad was born. My grandmama hated it here. But in Alabama, black people could only sharecrop. No one would sell them land. Very few could get the historic 40 acres and a mule.
Ed Scott Sr. was almost supernaturally gifted at farming. He knows exactly how to rotate the crops, how to plant things in a way that gets the highest yields, and that gave him his own economic gravity that local white businessmen could not ignore. Eventually, a plantation owner decides to sell Ed Scott Sr. a plot of land.
When he passed in 1957, the family had acquired acres and acres of land.
Ed Scott's son, Ed Scott Jr., takes over the farm. He is part of the generation of men that goes off to war during World War II. And when this generation of black men comes back, their white peers are granted so many free things from the GI Bill. They get free education, lots of them get free homes, they get things they can pass on to their children. But the black men among that number are denied many of those opportunities.
My dad went to World War II. And when he came back, his dad wanted him to go and finish school. But farming is in his blood.
You had to know what you're doing to make a living here. You had, mom and daddy used to bale hay and sell chicken and turkey. He used to take the Greenwood down there and white people and sell them.
My dad was the smartest one of his siblings and the hardest worker of his siblings. You know, every now and then he'll say, God ain't gonna make no more land, so you better hold what you got.
Now that your big eyes are fine, finally opened. Now that you're wondering, how must they feel? Meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor? You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best, and yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth, and where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kinsua mud, and the brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year? My country, 'tis all thy people you're dying. Hear how the bargain was made for the West, with her shivering children in 0 degrees. Blankets for your land, so the treaties attest. Ah, well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed. And the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease, dying soldiers that day. And the tribes were wiped out, and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled, from the Grand Canyon's caverns to Craven's sad hills. The wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale from Los Angeles County to upstate New York. The white nation fattens while others grow lean. Ah, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens. Our lifeblood is shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage. Now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy, pitying the blindness, for you've never seen that the eagles of war, whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows. Pushed the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few, with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
How is it getting? Was it like cut?
Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. No father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. I hear by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. Important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing, I see the gaps, I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. Enrage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Full push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You check my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact the youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we're in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear.
here, but we still here. They call me on my cellie to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release, I never couple these. Middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Wine needles hitted, still native kids be taken. Still treaties I'm forsaken, still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the mask, I save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations. Comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess. Say it again, no clean water. But we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear. But we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear. But we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we still here. Smallpox and trail the tears, but we still here.
Families have lived for generations in North Preston, one of Canada's most historic Black communities, but many of them don't own the land.
It can be frustrating sometimes, but it's a long journey, long process, and what can you do?
The problem dates back to the 1700s. Black settlers, including loyalists, were given land in exchange for their support during the American Revolution. But they were never given legal title. A Nova Scotia law passed in the 1960s was supposed to help people like the Downies get it, but last year, their application was denied.
I knew it was wrong.
Lawyer Scott Campbell took the case to court. The Downies' claim had been denied because they hadn't lived here for 20 consecutive years. But the judge said that was unreasonable, creating a hurdle when the law was supposed to make things simpler. He said African Nova Scotians have been subjected to racism for hundreds of years in this province. It is embedded within the systems that govern how our society operates. That is a fundamental historical fact and an observation of present reality.
This is an important case. This is a very important issue, not just to Mr. Downey, but also to all of the communities who are supposed to be helped by this piece of legislation.
It's a good feeling now because it's been like so many years. I'm just happy inside that we're finally getting what we want.
This is not a property issue. This is a human rights issue.
This lawyer says so many others are caught in the bureaucracy.
I don't have numbers, just too many. I can tell you people have died.
The province says it accepts the court's decision and will review previously denied applications. As for the Downies, they still don't have a deed. They've just cleared the first step.
Let's pray and hope that we don't have to wait that long for them to do it.
And she hopes others will also keep fighting for what they deserve.
Hey, way, I, yo, hey, way, I, oh, hey.
Hey, we are, hey, yo, we are.
Don't tell me you want me, need me, or love me, because I'm no longer your lady.
You're still tuned in to the best radio on earth. Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And a lot of issues that haven't been tackled is clear cutting in communities and around communities and also on highways. For something that used to be a really beautiful sight to look and look over to the hills and see nothing but the vast landscape of trees, and you know, so how beautiful it would make the landscape look, and then you have to see the ugliness of what it looks like now, and it's like raping the land of its natural beauty. And now what they're leaving behind is these massive musk eggs that never used to exist, and it cuts off the natural habitat and how they normally, like, because they're nomadic, right? So they go all over the place. But when you have muskegs that never used to exist, like, people depend on the, you know, the food from those areas. And when the animals aren't coming through that same trail that they used to, then other people have to go in different ways to other places that aren't their natural hunting territory. So that causes a lot of discrepancies when it comes to, you know, like conservation officers and stuff, and the boundaries of where you can and cannot hunt, and it affects us in those ways too as well.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled about half of Oklahoma belongs to Native Americans in a landmark case that also quashed a child rape conviction. The justices decided 5-4 that an eastern chunk of the state, including its second biggest city, Tulsa, should be recognized as part of a reservation. Jim C. McGirt, who was convicted in 1997 of raping a girl, brought the case. He cited the historical claim of the Muscogee Creek Nation to the land where the assault occurred. Thursday's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma is seen as one of the most far-reaching cases for Native Americans before the highest U.S. court in decades. The ruling means some tribe members found guilty in state courts for offenses committed on the land at issue can now challenge their convictions. Only federal prosecutors will have the power to criminally prosecute Native Americans accused of crimes in the area. Tribe members who live within the boundaries may also be exempt from state taxes, according to Reuters news agency. Some 1.8 million people, of whom about 15% are Native American, live on the land, which spans 3 million acres. Justice Neil Gorsuch, a conservative appointed by U.S. President Donald Trump, sided with the court's four liberals and also wrote the opinion. He referred to the Trail of Tears, the forcible 19th century relocation of Native Americans, including the Creek Nation, to Oklahoma. The U.S. government said at the time that the new land would belong to the tribes in perpetuity. Justice Gorsuch wrote, "Today we are asked whether the land these treaties promised remains an Indian reservation for purposes of federal criminal law. Because Congress has not said otherwise, we hold the government to its word." The ruling overturned McGirt's prison sentence. He could still, however, be tried in federal court. McGirt, now 71, was convicted in 1997 in Wagoner County of raping a 4-year-old girl. He did not dispute his guilt before the Supreme Court, but argued that only federal authorities should have been entitled to prosecute him. McGirt is a member of the Seminole Nation. His lawyer, Ian Heath Bershengor, told CNBC, "The Supreme Court reaffirmed today that when the United States makes promises, the courts will keep those promises."
When Ed Scott Jr. takes over the farm, he's operating it through one of the most turbulent times in American history. 1953, the first bus boycott. 1954, Brown v. Board. 1955, Emmett Till is lynched.
You know, I left and went to Selma, Alabama when they had the marches and Selma and Montgomery. It was rough back then. But you had to have some guts to stand up and be rough with them.
When he owned his land, he actually had 57 families who lived on his land and worked with him. And it was like a community. Whatever we needed was on our farm. We would put up peaches, we would put up peas and butter beans, and everybody got their share to carry them across the winter. It was like a utopia.
Right now, there's a slogan out where First Nations people are calling themselves, and I believe they are calling themselves land defenders, protecting Mother Earth. As a First Nations person, we think 7 generations ahead. So we are not just thinking about our own specific generation that are here now talking, but we are trying to believe and think and make a difference and change for the 7 generations that are to come, that we can keep the our natural resources as natural as we possibly can without being contaminated by oil and other chemicals that are being created. And the First Nations people are these land defenders to help keep this land as clean as possible for our generations to come.
there's going to come a time when they think you're uppity. And that's exactly what happened to the Scots.
It wasn't just because we were black. It's because we was doing so well. You know? We were doing so well.
Blacks were never successful at getting enough money to farm with from USDA. So when they went in to get the money for the crop, they gave them half of what they needed, which was the way of keeping blacks from being successful. Because if you're gonna grow beans and you say, I need this much for fertilizer, I need this much for crop protection, I need this much for seeds, and I need this much for watering, and you only get half of that, if there's no way for you to produce a good crop.
It ain't even trying to buy no land in Mississippi. You ain't never owned no land in Mississippi. White people ain't gonna let you own no land in Mississippi. That's what the county agent will tell you.
It's documented. They did not offer him the same loan term. They regularly offered him much smaller loans than they did white farmers in the area.
The county agent, he refused to give him a loan. So he could not feed his fish, could not water his crops. They foreclosed on his land.
At its peak, the Scott farm spanned across 1,000 acres. Now it was down to just 300.
Who wanted it?
Black farmers.
When?
Now.
In 1997, thousands of black farmers sued the USDA for discrimination.
They say he didn't have an enemy. His was a greatness to behold. He was the last surviving progeny, the last one on the side of the world. He measured a half mile from tip to tail, silver and black, with powerful fins. They say he could split a mountain in two. That's how he got the Grand Canyon. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Some say they saw him at the Great Lakes. Some say they saw him off of Florida. My mother said she saw him in Chinatown. But you can't always trust your mother. Off the Carolinas, the sun shines brightly in the day. The lighthouse glows ghostly there at night. The chief of a local tribe had killed the racist mayor's son. He'd been on death row since 1958. The mayor's kid was a rowdy pig. Spit on Indians and lots worse. The old chief buried a hatchet in his head. Life compared to death for him seemed worse. The tribal brothers gathered in the lighthouse to sing and tried to conjure up a storm or rain. The harbor parted, the great whale sprang full up and caused a huge tidal wave. The wave crushed the jail and freed the chief. The tribe let out a roar. Whites were drowned, the browns and reds set free, but sadly won't come more. Some local member of the man kept a bazooka in his living room, and thinking he had the chief in his sights, blew the whale's brains out with a lead harpoon. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Well, Americans don't care for much of anything. Land and water the least. And animal life is low on the totem pole. With human life not worth more than infected yeast. Americans don't care too much for beauty. They'll shit in a river, dump battery acid in a stream. They'll watch dead rats wash up on the beach. Complain if they can't swim. They say things are done for the majority. Don't believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. It's like what my painter friend Donald said to me. Stick a fork in their ass and turn them over, they're done.
You've been listening to Earth Sounds on terrestrial radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This has been Easy Sonic Living.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
This land was made for you and me.
As I went walking, and it was my way.
Kind of.
for you and me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are on a voyage. You are a cosmonaut. You are on a trip. And if you look at it as a vacation, I said you're on a voyage. If you look at this trip as a vacation, you're going to get sidetracked by a group of reptilian beings that learn how to take figures and make you perceive certain figures from the perspective that they want you to perceive them from. For instance, you have a square. And within that square, if it's three-dimensional, you could fit this within a circle or a 360. Thank you. You could fit this square or this object into a 360. Actually, if you can't fit the square object into a 360, it's probably not cut out correctly. However, these shape-shifting beings will have you look at this square as a square or a box or a limitation. You will never realize that you are actually in a cipher. This is what you are. Your life is a cipher. And you are given certain weapons to protect yourself within this cipher. The first weapon that you were given to protect yourself in this cipher of the physical flesh, or what's called the Duai, is your body and everything that came with it. Essentially, your head, your crown chakra, was your first weapon that you were given. However, if you begin to look at your head as a limitation and look at your head as just a head and not realize that your head